Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
So what's happening this week, Jack? Are you getting excited about the start of the new season?
Yes, I am. I can't wait for the season to kick off. There are new players, some new managers, and new teams.
And in this week's podcast, we're going to talk about the new teams, Bournemouth, Watford, and Norwich City.
Yes, and we also have a little competition for you too. But we'll tell you about that later. Who's new this season, Rich?
I think the big story is Bournemouth, who will play in the top division for the first time.
Yes, Bournemouth was founded 125 years ago, so their fans have had to wait a long time for this. What do you know about the team?
They play fast attacking football and scored nearly 100 goals to get promoted last season. They have a young manager too. Eddie Howe became manager when he was only 32.
And what else do you know about them?
Well, they play in the smallest stadium in the Premier League. Its capacity is only 11,000. And their nickname is the Cherries.
The what? Like the fruit?
Yes, like the fruit.
I think I'll be supporting Bournemouth this season. I always love an underdog to do well.
Underdog? Can you tell us more about this word?
An underdog is a team that is weaker than others and who most people think will lose.
Yes, it's great when an underdog surprises one of the bigger teams. Do you remember Leicester beating Man United 5-2 last season?
Yes, any team can beat any other team if they have a good day.
Watford are also back in the Premier League after 8 years in the Championship. What do you know about Watford, Jack?
I know that Elton John is a massive fan.
Who? The singer?
Yes, he's president of the club. And I also know that Watford's nickname is the Hornets.
Hornets? What are they?
They're black and yellow insects, like a wasp, but bigger and with a bigger sting.
Did you know that in the 1980s, Watford were also famous for establishing a new style of football in England?
Yes, they won promotion in 3 consecutive seasons and then finished 2nd in the top division. Only Liverpool stopped them from winning the title.
The style of football was often called the direct approach.
What did it involve?
It involved lots of long passes into the other team's penalty box, where the other team would make mistakes.
So, the idea was to get the ball near to the other team's goal as quickly as possible.
Exactly. Watford strikers would also close down or press defenders very quickly.
Ah, so they had no time or space to pass the ball.
Yes, and make more mistakes. The long ball game is used less these days, but you often see it in the last few minutes of a match when a team needs a goal.
Sometimes you even see the goalkeeper in the other team's penalty area.
Maybe we'll see Watford with some new types of tactics this season.
Maybe. Who was the other team to win promotion, Rich?
It was Norwich City.
Of course, and they were only recently relegated.
And they've bounced straight back, haven't they?
What do you mean, bounced back?
It's a phrasal verb, which means to be successful again after some problems.
So Norwich were relegated in 2013-14, but bounced back in 2014-15.
Yes, they've only been away from the Premier League for one season.
And Norwich have an interesting nickname too.
Yeah, they're called the Canaries, which is a small yellow bird. Norwich have a picture of a canary on their badge, and they also play in canary yellow.
And that brings us to our competition. There are 3 other teams in the Premier League who have birds as nicknames. Can you name the clubs and the birds?
If you can, write your answers in the comments section below, and you could be our lucky winner.
Yes, you can win a Premier League shirt of your choice. So, good luck, and get your answers in before midnight on the 5th of August. We'll select a winner from the correct answers at random and announce the lucky winner in next week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening.
If you're listening to this on iTunes or elsewhere, come back to Premier Skills English for some language activities, a quiz, and lots more. You can find us at www.britishcouncil.org/ Premier Skills English.
Don't forget, if you sign in, you can score points to see if you can get your club, your country, and your name to the top of our leaderboard.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.